Authentication failures is where your system's front door lives. Get this category wrong and the rest of your security doesn't matter, because attackers don't have to bypass your controls. They just log in as someone else. The category holds steady at number 7 in 2025, covering 36 distinct CWEs, and despite significant improvements from standardized frameworks, it remains a critical vulnerability area. Let's talk about what authentication failures actually look like in 2026. Credential stuffing. Attackers take lists of usernames and passwords breached from other sites and try them against yours. This works because password reuse is rampant. If a user's password was compromised at a breach 3 years ago, and they still use it, the attacker gets in. Hybrid credential stuffing is the newer, more effective variant. Instead of trying the exact password, the attacker tries variations based on predictable human behavior. Winter 2025 becomes Winter 2026. I love my dog 6 becomes I love my dog 7 or I love my dog 5. Without defenses against automated attempts, your application becomes a password oracle that tells the attacker which variations work. Password spraying. Rather than trying many passwords against one account, the attacker tries a handful of very common passwords against many accounts. This evades simple lockout policies that trigger after 5 failed attempts for one user, because each individual account only sees 1 or 2 attempts. Weak credential recovery. Security questions, as we discussed in the previous module, cannot be made safe. But plenty of applications still use them. Plenty more have password reset flows that leak information about whether an email is registered, which turns the reset endpoint into an account enumeration tool. Poor password storage. Plain text passwords, obviously bad. Encrypted passwords, also bad if the encryption key is available to the attacker. Fast unsalted hashes like MD5 or SHA-1, crackable in minutes with modern GPUs. Even bcrypt with outdated work factors is no longer strong enough against well-resourced attackers. Session management issues. Session IDs exposed in URLs, where they end up in browser history and server access logs. Session IDs that don't rotate after login. Sessions that never expire on logout or inactivity. Single sign-on systems where logging out of one application doesn't log out of the others, leaving mail, documents, and chat authenticated after the user thought they were signed out. Hard-coded credentials. Passwords in source code, in configuration files, in Docker images. Anyone who can read the repository can authenticate. So how do you defend against authentication failures? 5 patterns that together cover most of the category. First, MFA should be the default, not an optional add-on. Any application handling sensitive data without MFA as an option is behind the curve, and any admin account without MFA required is a breach waiting to happen. TOTP is the floor. Hardware security keys, WebAuthn, and passkeys are the direction. Second, stop the bad password practices that never worked. The NIST 800-63 guidelines are clear. Minimum 8 characters, maximum at least 64. No mandatory complexity rules. No mandatory periodic password changes. Check against databases of breached passwords before accepting a new one. Password complexity and rotation policies, once considered best practice, actively encourage users to reuse passwords and pick weak ones. The science is settled. Stop requiring them. Third, rate limit failed login attempts. Every failure should be logged. A spike in failures across many accounts is an active attack. Alert on it. Fourth, treat credential recovery with the same rigor as login. Same messaging for all outcomes to prevent account enumeration. Email-based reset links that expire quickly. MFA required before the password can be reset. The recovery flow is often the weakest link, and attackers know it. And fifth, implement session management carefully. Generate a new, random, high-entropy session ID after login. Never expose it in URLs. Invalidate it on logout, on idle timeout, and on absolute timeout. For SSO, make sure single logout actually works. Authentication is your front door. Modern frameworks give you most of the tools. The remaining gap is always discipline. Use the tools. Follow the current guidelines, and stop assuming the attackers are using techniques from 5 years ago.